Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're going to talk about the power of hope. You know, in our first two segments, we were talking about the tragic events that occurred in the earthquake there in San Francisco, 6.0 earthquake, 172 people injured. Miracle, no one has died to date, and we're thankful for that. But you know, you go through situations in life, the longer you live, the more opportunities you have to face some things, to face trials and circumstances and things that will steal not only your joy, but we could, you know, steal your hope. And we want to encourage you today that, listen, you don't have to have your hope stolen. But you can be encouraged. A lot of times people think, when they think of the word hope, they think there's just a wish, you know, wishing on a star, you know, I just hope, you know. But the definition of hope tells us it's a whole lot more than that. In fact, it says to wish or desire for something with the expectation of its fulfillment. It's not just like a wish, I hope, you know, but it's with an expectation that this thing is going to happen. It's a optimistic outlook on your situation. And oftentimes hope is the gas tank. It's the fuel in your gas tank, rather, that helps you to keep going. You know, you can be struck down sometimes in such a place where you're like, man, this looks hopeless. This is never going to turn out. This is bad. And where do we go from here? And that type of thinking will get you to be paralyzed. It'll get you to be stopped. It'll cause you to be negative. It'll allow you to be fearful. And then that will spread to everyone around you. And all of a sudden, there's this huge cloud of hopelessness and despair. And then comes misery. And we want to encourage you to get that cloud off of you today. That you don't have to be in despair. You don't have to be in the place of misery. Psalms 31:24 says, be strong and take heart, all you who hope in the Lord. Psalm 33:18 says, but the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him and on those whose hope is in his unfailing love. And many times I think that people experience a hopelessness situation or they lose their hope is for two reasons. Maybe there's more, but I've been able to come up with two reasons. And one of them, I believe, is because they focused all of their attention on their problem, on their trial. You know, whatever you behold, whatever you keep thinking in your mind is going to dictate the emotions and what you're feeling in your life. You've ever driven down a road and all of a sudden you feel sad and you're like, man, why am I sad? What are my emotions? You know, your emotions tell on you. And you go back and you think, oh, yeah, that's right. I just got a ticket or something, you know. And I got to pay $300 and what dollars? And you're like, oh, yeah, that's a bad situation. Well, your mind was focused on a negative thing. And then what you were focusing on actually affected your emotions. And our emotions tell on us all the time. And I was talking to some young people the other day. And I said, you know, when you get excited, your parents are going to take you to an event or a movie or an outing. And all day you're prepared, all day you're excited. You know, if you know in a couple days at advance, when my dad used to take me to work with him at the trade center, now mind you, I couldn't get up to go to school, right? But when I would go with him to go to the World Trade Center in New York City, I'd be getting up at 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, just because I didn't want to miss, you know, going off with him. I was excited. And oftentimes, why? Because those things were on my mind. And oftentimes, where you direct your mind will determine your hope and your peace. The Bible tells us that those who keep their minds on him, right, on the Lord, will have peace in their lives. And the other reason why people, I believe, fall into a place of hopelessness is because they have what I call misplaced hope. They've misplaced their hope in other areas. You know, they're looking for security, so they've placed their hope in a job, financial security. They're looking for emotional stability, so they've placed their hope in a person or a relationship. And the truth of the matter is that once those things start quaking and shaking, you lost your peace, you get to realize, oh my goodness, I have misplaced hope. I have misplaced hope. I like what the scripture says in Romans 15. It says, Romans 15:13, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. See, when we lack our peace, it's the God of hope that fills us with peace and joy. So when we're trusting God, we're like, man, I have a peace about this, you know, I have joy in my heart. But the absence of peace and the absence of joy, it's like an alarm system, if you will, and you're like, where did I put my hope? Where's my hope? I gotta find my hope. Where did I put it? Oh, then you realize, man, I put my hope in this person, or I put my hope in this situation. I was betting, if you will, quote unquote, that this was going to work out. And because you put all of your hope, your entrustment in something that is not dependable, it will disappoint you and you'll crash and burn every time. But when you put your hope in God, you're going to be filled with joy. Psalms 42 verse 5 says, why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? This is what David says. Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. And really, truly, you know, at the end of the day, the only hope you have is your hope in the Lord. It's the only thing that will last. 1 Corinthians tells us, and these three will remain: faith, hope, and love.
Right.
These are the things that remain. And we want to encourage you that you may be facing trials of many kinds, whether it is a natural disaster in weather and you weren't expecting it to happen. Maybe you've experienced an accident and it's changing your whole trajectory of where your life was going and where your family was going. And you had all these plans, but those plans have been completely stopped. Maybe it's an illness. I want to encourage you. We want to encourage you. You can put your hope in all these different areas. We listen, God uses medical technology and the doctors and all those different things, but where are you going to put your hope? Your hope is found on God, is found in his word, on his faithfulness, on his character, on his integrity. You can trust him.
Mm-hmm.
You can trust him. You know, oftentimes when we say that, you know, I'm having a hard time trusting someone or trusting a situation, oftentimes it's because we saw something in their character or something in their lives that have caused us to say, not too sure about that, right?
Right.
When we're saying we can't trust God, that we can't put our hope in him, then we're actually questioning God's character.
Mm.
We're questioning his faithfulness. We're questioning his integrity. Let me say, God is faithful. He's full of integrity, and he will deliver. We just need to get rid of our misplaced faith and put our faith and our confidence and our hope in the one who remains, the one who is faithful, the one who is true, and the one who loves us. Listen, you may not know what tomorrow holds, but if you know the one who holds tomorrow, it's going to be okay. Listen, you're not in your enemy's hands. You're not even in your own hands. You're in God's hands if you put yourself there, and he is faithful and able to hold you and walk you all the way through the trial that you're facing today.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.